Vayetze very famously both begins and ends with Yaakov meeting Malachim, meaning angels. Beginning of the parsha, he has a dream where he sees angels going up and down the ladder. As the pasuk says, the name Achelkim Olim V'Yordim Bo, the angels of Hashem going up and down the ladder. And it ends off on his way back to Eretz Yisrael. It says, V'Yaakov Halach L'Darko, Yaakov went going on his way. V'Yifku Bo, he bumped into the angels of Hashem. What I like to focus on is the interesting juxtaposition between the Malachim at the end of our parsha and the ones that begin just a few seconds later, the next parsha of Vishlach. Vishlach starts off with Vishlach Yaakov Malachim Lefanav, Esav Achiv, Arsasir, Sedei Adom. It starts off with Yaakov saying Malachim to Esav, his brother. Now Rashi, going as is his wont, with a somewhat midrashic interpretation, says both the end of Vayetze and the beginning of Vishlach are both talking about angels. Now, the one of Vayetze is pretty clear because it says Malachi Elohim, but the one being of Yishlach is not as clear, it just says Malachim by itself. But if you look at the Rashi there, he says, Vashach Yaakov Malachim, Malachim Mamish, he interprets both of them as actually sending angels. Now, the Targum, as you know, even though it's a translation, is in many ways a commentary as well. One of the classic ways where the Targum gives you his spin on the Pesukim, as it were, is by translating the exact same word in a different way depending on the context. So in the end of Vayetze, he translates it as Ve'akov Azal Orche Va'aru Ve Malchaya Dashem. He translates words Malchaya as Malchaya, meaning angels. However, in Vayishlach, he says Oshach Yaakov is Gadin. Is Gadin is a way of saying messengers. In other words, they're normal people, not Malachim in the sense of angels, but as messengers. After all, angels are called that because they're messengers of Hashem. That's also the approach of Ben Ezra and Chaskuni. Then Vayishlach, Yaakov did not actually send angels, he just sent regular people as his messengers. Now, the way that Yaakov met the angels at the end of our parsha would be subject to the famous debate between the Rambam and the Ramban from the beginning of Vayera. The Rambam in the Morning of Ruchim famously says that people are unable to perceive angels in a physical way. Whenever the Torah talks about people seeing angels, it's always just a nevuah, it's just a chalom, it's a dream, they're not actually experiencing them. Now, even though he says it for the beginning of Vayera, when three angels come to visit Abraham, as Ramban points out, when he argues with the Rambam, every time we have in Tanakh somebody encountering Malachim, according to the Rambam, we'd have to say it was a Nebuah as well. So based on that, he would have to say that Yaakov seeing the angels at the end of our parsha was also just a Nebuah. Now the Rabag, who was very heavily influenced by the Rambam, he interprets often throughout Tanakh the word Malach, even in cases where most people would interpret as angels, as Nevi'im, as prophets of Hashem. So that way they are acting on God's behalf very directly, but because he goes with the Rambam's approach that one cannot actually perceive angels in a physical sort of way, he says it must be a Nevi'im. So in our parsha he says, Upagu bo ksas Nevi'i hadar, o nirala malachei Hashem Nevuah. Either Yaakov bumped into actual Nevi'im, or it was just a Nevuah, just a prophecy. This is based on the Rambam's approach. It can't be that he actually perceives angels. It must be Nevuah that he saw the angels. It continues, Vahabiyah Rishon hu yosa nirah. It's more likely that they're actually Nevi'im. Klamasanam b'zeh makam sipur Nevuah. Because no actual Nevuah following up, he just bumps into the angels, and that's the end of the story. As opposed to beginning of the Parsha, where there's a whole message that is recorded for Yaakov. And the Ramban, responding to the Rabag, obviously not really responding, because it was beforehand, but responding to the idea of the Rabag, he says the point of Hashem saying the angels to Yaakov in our Parsha is, l'adio, to teach Yaakov, or to tell him, kiram m'sharitam m'sharitam. Not to be afraid of Esav, but to realize that there are more with him than with them, meaning that Hashem, as it were, has Yaakov's back, and he'll take care of him, he'll be okay, he shouldn't be afraid of Esav. Now, the similar sort of idea comes up in the limud that TBC is doing this year in Chumash. We started from the beginning of Vayeshev, where the story of Yosef, when Yosef is looking for his brothers, the Pasuk family says that he can't find them, and he bumps into an anonymous person, the person asks him, where are you going? He says, I'm looking for my brothers, and he tells him to go to Dothan to find his brothers. Now, Chazal don't like anonymous characters in Tanakh. Whenever this will, it's own right, why they do that, what's the point behind it? But Rashi there says, who is Ish? Is that Gavriel? It's the angel Gavriel. Shinemar Ish Gavriel. In Daniel, Paraktes, it refers to the angel Gavriel as Ish. Since we have this anonymous Ish in our parasha as well, he assumes it's really Gavriel. But the Ramban, not really arguing Rashi, but really very much complimenting Rashi, explain that this marriage is not meant to be taken literally. And he says, what's the point of this overall story? Why is the Torah adding all these details of how Yosef was lost, and he couldn't find the brothers, and he needs to send him? Why don't you just say he found the brothers? To tell you a very great line, Udanu od ki gzera emes v'chavisa sheker. That that God's decrees are true and human endeavors are false, meaning that whatever God wants to happen will happen. And since Hashem wanted Yosef to end up in Egypt, even though the brothers had rounded off, he sent this person to, not even realizing he was acting as Hashem's agent, to act as Hashem's agent, as it were, to tell him where to go. And Rabbi then adds that that is what Chazal meant. So, Zedeskabner, Rabbi Seinu, Barmram, Ki Yishim Eilehem Malachim. Chazal said these people, that this person was an angel, didn't literally mean he was a malach, which seems to be the simple reading of Rashi. Rashi seems to be taking the marriage very literally. So the marriage tried to convey is that a person sometimes can act almost angel-like as an agent of Hashem without realizing it to make it happen. And these two Rambans, both one our Pasha and one Vayeshev, I think put together teach us a very beautiful lesson. Sometimes in life the Yad Hashem is really very obvious, and we very much feel like we know what Hashem wants from us. But more often than not, we don't really see the Yad Hashem so clearly. When things happen to us, we're not really sure why they're happening, what Hashem wants from us. But I think the two Rambans are saying, both the one here in our Parsha, that Hashem said the angels to actually say, don't worry, as it were, I have your back, and the one from the Yeshua that Hagzir Emes with Sheker, that God's intentions will come true and human endeavor to try to do anything else is false, that we don't always see the Yad Hashem in all aspects of our lives. We're supposed to believe that whatever's happening, there is some sort of plan involved. We may not perceive it right away, but that somewhat in retrospect, we should be able to understand why things happen to us, and that the Yad Hashem is always, in everything in our lives, guiding us in the direction that we need.